Messenger of the Lord. Appendix D. A partial list of Ellen G. White visions. The following visions have been selected from approximately 2,000 dreams and visions. This selection was made of those visions that made a significant contribution to the development of Adventist theology and organization. Another list could be made solely of messages sent to individuals, messages that can be instructive to others who need similar counsel. First vision, Portland, ME, December, 1844, Advent people on way to the Holy City. Exeter, ME, 1845, Jesus and Father moved to Most Holy Place in 1844. New Hampshire, 1845, encouraged Washington Morse regarding Jesus entering Most Holy Place in 1844 to finish the atonement. Portland, ME, 1845, Glory of New Earth. Portland, ME, 1845, struck dumb, with the promise that in 24 hours she would speak, 50 Bible texts to give her encouragement. Carver, MA 1845, Jesus not to come until saints pass through. Time of Jacob's trouble, sparing Adventists another disappointment. Randolph, MA 1845, nearly 4 hours, her longest vision, revealing bad motives and sad future of the dissemblers. Holding the Thayer family Bible while reciting texts that she pointed to without visually seeing the pages. An ocean off MA 1846, heavy storm, assured that her party would not die, refuting prevailing accusation that her visions came only under mesmeric power. Topsham, MENOV, 1846, vision of other planets and open space that had profound effect on Joseph Bates. Topsham, ME, April 3, 1847, heavenly sanctuary, a reality. Confirmation of Seventh-day Sabbath and its decisive role in the last days. Dorchester, MANOV, 1848, sealing work, duty to publish until streams of light are clear round the world. Rocky Hill, CT Deck, 16, 1848, shaking of the powers of heaven, open space in Orion. Rocky Hill, CT Jan, 5, 1849, Christ in Most Holy Place until plagues begin to fall. Topsham, ME Mar, 24, 1849. Mysterious knocking in New York, to become more common. Oswego, New York, Jan, 10, 1850. Present truth must continue and James White must. Right. Oswego, New York, 1850. Exposed dishonesty of county treasurer and gave confidence to the patches. Oswego, New York, August, 24, 1850. Enhanced prediction of worldwide influence of spiritualism. Camden, New York, June 21, 1851. Preaching of Advent should never make time a test. Rochester, New York, July 2, 1853. The review should come out weekly. Counsel to church groups in Michigan. Oswego, New York, February, 1854. Beginning of comprehensive health message. Oswego, New York, June 20, 1854. Prediction that messenger party would soon be in disarray. Battle Creek, MINOV, 20, 1855, confirmation of Sabbath from even to even. Battle Creek, MIMA 27, 1856, the two ways plus the three groups in attendance, worms, plagues, and alive at Advent. Round Grove, Ildeck, 9, 1856, the Waukon, Iowa, crisis. Hillsdale, MI February, 1857, first vision that included Advent believers and Laodicean message. Battle Creek, MINOV, 20, 1857, graphic presentation of the shaking. Lovett's Grove, Oichmar, 14, 1858, the comprehensive great controversy vision with warning that Satan would try to greatly hinder Ellen White. Battle Creek, MI late 1858, J. N. Andrews would develop a Bible study on tithing. Battle Creek, MI June 3, 1859, Laodicean message not accomplished in a few months because it takes time to develop character. Battle Creek, MI Deck, 23, 1860, divine approval on organizational structure and name. Parkville, MI Jan, 12, 1861, forecast of Civil War horror when most Americans thought otherwise. Some families and audience would lose sons. Roosevelt, New York, August, 3-4, 1861. Church order. Straight chain of truth, harmonious connections. Deficit in Methodist sanctification compared to biblical sanctification, and the impact of the Civil War on the church. Battle Creek, MI Jan, 4, 1862, renewed insight on the real issues in the Civil War and its protracted length. Battle Creek, MINOV. 5. 1862, situation regarding Moses Hull, a minister turned spiritualist. Battle Creek, MI 1863, counsel to young men and the Civil War draft. Battle Creek, MI June 5, 1863, Satan works to lead ministers astray through unconsecrated wives. Otsego, MI June 6, 1863, comprehensive health reform. Rochester, New York Dec. 25, 1865, explanation for James's illness and how crisis would pass. How to prepare for latter rain. Dangers of self-reliance and debating. Battle Creek, MI Spring, 1867, small portion of those who profess the truth will be saved. Battle Creek, MI June 12, 1868, remarkable counsel to several leaders. General comments about delay in Advent and how to prepare for it. Battle Creek, MI August, 1868, heavily loaded wagons ascending a road that narrows. Finally, only the cords. God holds the cords. Adams Center, MI October, 25, 1868. Lengthy vision covering many people, especially strong counsel to ministry who profess without growing Christian experience. Chicago, IL July 6, 1870. Candid counsel to minister and wife who are spiritually unprepared for their duties. Battle Creek, MI April 30, 1871. Call for divine/human cooperation in all things. Testimonies provided to direct attention to Bible. Adventists are walled with light. Bordeauxville, VT Dec. 10, 1871. Extended counsel on character preparation. Health reform is a vital component in preparing a people to meet the Lord. Santa Rosa, C. April 1, 1874. Immense effectiveness of the press in proclaiming Adventist message. Must take broader views the whole world. Deficiencies of ministers. Battle Creek, MI Jan. 3, 1875. Last vision accompanied by physical phenomena. To ministers and publishing houses in foreign lands, especially Australia. Rome, New York, September 12, 1875. Strong appeal for literature evangelism. Battle Creek, MI October 9, 1878. Reproved husband James orally for publicly conflicting with Uriah Smith over King of the North and Smith's belief that Armageddon was imminent. Level of moral and intellectual culture expected at Battle Creek Sanitarium. Battle Creek, MI October 23, 1879. Great day of God's judgment. Book of the sins of those who profess the truth, with selfishness being the general heading. Battle Creek, MINOV. 23, 1879. Strong counsel to publishing houses. Candid admonition to key leaders. Sabbath work, even in hospitals. Portland, Oregon, 1884. Probably the last open vision. Brother Raymond, a dissembler with what he considered new light, was seen as an example of how Satan works to unsettle confidence. Basel, Switzerland, February, 1887. Concerning Canright changing ships from Adventist Church to one that will not reach the harbor. Healdsburg, C.A. Summer, 1888. Unbelief and resistance to reproof that had built up during her absence in Europe, which would make difficult her contribution at the General Conference in Minneapolis. Minneapolis, MN October, 1888. The resentful, divisive spirit of many revealed. Even though most would not heed her messages, she must deliver them regardless. Salamanca, New York, NOV. 3, 1890. Worldly policy in Adventist institutions. Wages and missionary spirit. Council meeting regarding the philosophy of the American Sentinel. Melbourne, Australia Dec. 1891. Comprehensive vision regarding publishing work in Australia. With personal testimonies for several, including Mr. and Mrs. Fallhead. Napier, NZ April. 9, 1893. Caution to A. T. Jones that there are conditions to justification and sanctification. Melbourne, Australia, February 1894. Clear educational principles, especially the necessity to learn how to work. Granville, NSW, July 29, 1894. Counsel to Battle Creek Church, including the bicycle craze, appeal for Christlikeness. God will not do that which is human responsibility. Korenbaum, N.S.W. November 1895. Southern work, we must not encourage blacks to work on Sunday. Korenbaum, N.S.W. July, 1898. Council regarding the selection of Sydney for site of publishing house. Newcastle, NSW Dec. 23, 1898, clear presentation of elements of salvation and the key to successful Christian life. Korenbaum, NSW July 1899, specific counsel regarding Avondale Health Retreat. Melbourne, Victoria March 7, 1900, strongly urged to return to America because she was needed just now. Korenbaum, NSW Jan. 1900, counsel regarding erroneous theology, holy flesh, error, and inappropriate worship practices. On board the Moana, September 9, 1900, counsel regarding her role in Battle Creek. On guard against private interviews, enter no controversies, simply to give messages. Elmshaven, CA February 16, 1901, appeal for excellence, counsel on manufacturing health food. Elmshaven, CA April 30, 1901, warning to Dr. J. H. Kellogg regarding overbuilding the new sanitarium. Los Angeles, CA August, 1901, sanitariums should be established in Southern California and away from cities. Elmshaven, CA September 26, 1901, not the time to expand to China and India. Build up American institutions and then workers would be better prepared. Elmshaven, CA Nov. 3, 1901, work to be done in New York that will require fresh and creative methods. Principles of effective evangelism spelled out. Elmshaven, see October 13, 1902, retired areas in Southern California where buildings could be bought for sanitariums at less than original cost. Elmshaven, see October 19, 1902, God countermanded Ellen White's counsel with a vision that saved the Southern Publishing Association. Oakland, CMR 30, 1903, forthright counsel on coming to our senses and learning from the disastrous fires in Battle Creek. Elmshaven, CA Summer 1903, iceberg analogy and crucial counsel regarding how to handle the pantheism crisis. Paradise Valley, CA Summer 1904, selection of site for Paradise Valley Sanitarium and the confidence that water would be found by drilling. Washington, D.C. May 1905, counsel to help A. T. Jones who did not see his danger. Loma Linda, CA September 1, 1905, ethnic groups must not separate into separate facilities. Loma Linda, CA April 16, 1906, buildings great and small fell to the ground, many lives lost, 2 days before San Francisco earthquake. Elmshaven, CA Dec. 11, 1908, counsel for the Mackens who believe that they had various spiritual gifts. Elmshaven, CA July 5, 1912, counsel regarding recreation, especially when men and women, acting like children, seem to forget their Christian responsibilities.